Dangerous and open to abuse is how critics are describing Ramaphosa's decision to centralize control over state security agencies, particularly the intelligence service.
We are seeing something that could be the emergence of a super presidency under Cyril Ramaphosa.
Security analyst Sandile Swana says the president was reacting to what was clearly an attempted coup by some of his comrades in the ruling African National Congress, or ANC.
We are seeing the potential now today that Cyril may want to be able to use state power, more especially the state security agencies, perhaps even to keep himself in power.
But former Intelligence Minister Ronnie Castrels says Ramaphosa taking more responsibility for state security is in keeping with international best practice.
Countries all over the world actually have the president with that control and the receipt of information timelessly within the presidency. It means that the full control over intelligence, director generals in the intelligence agencies, is with the president, but most important of all, that the information flow, the forewarning, which is what intelligence is all about, gets through to the president quickly and on time.
Kazrol says because Ramaphosa wasn't initially told about all the incitement unfolding on social media, there was a leadership void and the violence escalated.
The information went into the security cluster and all the problems therein between ministers bickering, saying they didn't receive the information, contradicting each other, and nothing got through to the president.
He says lives and property would have been saved if the president had realized the extent to which Zuma supporters were instigating disorder when it first began.
He would have ensured that the police, particularly, and they didn't come to the party, they were nowhere to be seen for many days, had been mobilized and were ready to deal with all eventualities.
Kazrol says Ramaphosa also had no choice but to remove Ayanda Dlodlo as Minister of Intelligence in the wake of the violence.
This was so expected. You didn't need an intelligence agency to forewarn the country, actually. It was out on social media what was going on with the intelligence, crime intelligence as well. They just ignored it. The president doesn't get involved in social media, so there was no one to alert him.
He says, bizarrely, the unrest could be good for South Africa in that it's exposed Zuma and his backers as cancer and poison.
I think that the Zumaites are on a slippery slope. They can, in fact, still create mayhem, but they don't have the support, and we've seen this. Only 1.5 provinces actually got involved in the mayhem. The rest of the country was quiet.
But reasoning from people like Kazrul's isn't dampening the voices of those who watch events across Africa and elsewhere closely and know the terrible consequences of insecure leaders abusing state power. Ramaphosa, they say, is hopefully too good a man to do this, but he's not going to be president forever. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.